You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Friday afternoon. Be sure to buy your tickets for the all-day Ag Outlook. It's the 6th day of March. That's the first Tuesday of the month over at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. If you've not been to this one, you'd better come. For your $30 price tag, you get coffee and rolls from the Beef House in the morning. And those cinnamon rolls are good. And a Beef House lunch. Plus, we'll have more than a dozen analysts, including Eric Snodgrass, who joins us now from Agrible. He'll get us started, in fact, in the morning. Thanks, Eric, for agreeing to do that, too. I appreciate it. Tell me a little bit about your travels. You've been up in the northern part of Illinois where the snow is supposed to come. I want to know how you're doing so far, and I take it you got out of there early today.
I got lucky. I was supposed to have a meeting in DeKalb, and thankfully that one got canceled because I was worried about driving through it, and so I'm actually on my way back to Champaign, and even tonight I get to give a talk at the planetarium. We're going to have a lot of fun out there in Champaign talking about a lot of neat things about Earth's climate and stuff like that. So looking forward to it.
Oh, out of Parkland. What time's that start?
7 o'clock.
Excellent. For those who want to go out, they can see Eric out of the planetarium tonight at 7 o'clock. Now, let's move further south. We better discuss Argentina again. What are your thoughts today?
Yeah, we've seen a pretty consistent picture with Argentina in that the models just keep coming in dry, and even when they kind of forecast precipitation, they tend to overpromise and underdeliver. So that's been the nature of the beast for Argentina. So I think we've really seen some pretty decent stresses on that crop. You know, a little bit north of there, though, the really, really heavy rains of the last 10 days in Brazil's major growing area have subsided. And they're actually looking at a little bit drier time period, which means harvest will get going again. You know, they're right about on average for their five-year average in terms of harvest. But this is going to be a big crop coming out, so it's going to take a while. And I think the only big thing that this is going to really do that the markets are watching is what it's going to do to that Safrina crop. Are we going to see, halfway decent acreage for corn, or is it going to be pulled back a little bit? And, you know, we've only got probably, let's call it 3 weeks until we get out of the ideal planting window for Brazil. So, yeah, the market story is still in Argentina, and we're getting into that really important time period for them. You can kind of think of it as like the equivalent of our July and early August coming up here in the next 3 weeks to a month. And so we're going to watch it closely just for more heat stress and also for some, continued pockets of dryness in their major producing areas.
And then come back here to the United States. What are you watching closely?
We do have some kind of exciting news, I guess, on the front. And that is the models have been projecting, and there's pretty good evidence that we could see a little cutoff low coming through California. Now, California has been extremely dry during this, which should be their wet season. And why that's important for us in the Midwest is because if that cutoff low comes through and kind of ejects out there into the Four Corners region, it'll actually try to kick off a low pressure system that'll bring some precipitation to the extremely dry region there in Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. Remember, that place has not seen rain since early October. And so we'll have to watch it closely because the longer range model projections, which are kind of slowly trickling in, giving us another piece of the puzzle for spring and summer, keep that area quite dry. And as we've been talking about, if that area is still in drought by the time we get into, end of May, beginning of June, that's a cause for concern as we move toward our kind of the main part of our growing season here in the Midwest. So I'm watching all of it really carefully.
Eric Snodgrass is with Agrible.